Scott with his problem of what he might do today as far as our state is getting late.
There is in front of you a draft press release, which might be accompanied by pictures such as these, that show ships having sails with missiles on their decks.
This picture taken
Either yesterday or today, David's on each one. We have a contact now, started 30 minutes ago, and I can't say that long for the time. By the time we left the Pentagon, they have not yet moved to cover. And if they do so while we're in this meeting, they will let us know. I think these pictures show rather clearly the missiles loaded on the deck.
What do we do about the press conference said, well, it's under there? Are we going to then say that we're trying to get cover removed?
Press release.
They want to say so we're best of the cooperating in this procedure.
Yeah.
We'll take that sentence out. We'll know a little more about it.
Well, they are cooperating. They're allowing us to come alongside and take photographs.
Well, I was at that sentence before.
What was that? Pretty much. You can move forward to the New York.
That's your third deadline next Monday at inspection. I'll show you the missile conform source. So to the Soviet Union and form the United States, the removal of these missiles would be completed by then. There'd be no need for inspection without going. Well, that's actually what that's probably the Red Cross. Yeah, well, that's all right. I mean, that's, in other words, I've seen the suggestion was going to
before you take it out.
By the way, I've seen the beginning expectation passed to the close out alongside by United States naval vessels. Why don't we keep out that center until we know what they are cooperating?
The result of every time you ask for the rest of the team, we all know what happened to this map.
It's better to take it back just a moment, that sentence. Wouldn't it be better to say that it is understood that Soviet vessels will cooperate in this procedure because they did make an agreement with us,
yeah,
and we don't want it to look as though we're doing it time simply.
What do we want to say, that the Soviet representatives have stated that Soviet vessels...
I think it'd be better not to go that far, just say it's understood. Soviet vessels will cooperate.
That we could leap in.
Photographs, visual inspection of U.S. Naval. Now, that sort of thing. Inspection from U.S. Naval. See, they'll say, let's mean, in other words, we're not boarding the ships.
Excision 6, 54 seconds excised for reasons of national security.
Okay.
down. That's why it makes it clear. This language is no good for the day. I don't want to go
to go back to the sharp place. I think this is better.
Warhead. cooperate in this procedure.
The vessels will cooperate in this procedure. Sure.
You got that.
As a result of aerial reconnaissance, USS photographs which indicate that all MRB and IRB and missile base in Kiel have been dismantled. Later photographs indicate the movement of significant items of equipment from the missile site support areas. Still later photographs give evidence that a substantial number of missile transporters have been loaded onto the main decks of certain Soviet cargo vessels, and that several of these vessels have already departed Kiel ports. Photographs and visual inspection from U.S. naval vessels
should provide
further confirmation that the actual missiles, normally carried in missile transporters, have been photographed on board these vessels handed out to Cuba. Intensive discussions are continuing with respect to the other provisions of the commitment.
Now, who put that on defense?
We have not the commitment.
Having struck the reference up above to the arrangements, I think we have to say here of the arrangements concluded by Chairman Khrushchev.
Of the understanding between President Kennedy.
All right, either way.
Yeah, of the understanding. Commitment to?
Well, what picture are you putting out? Just the pictures of the missile transporters, and I would suggest, Mr. President, we hold the passenger ships for a later release. We separate the two. You ask about that, we got the picture you were interested in.
This
is
the
one,
fence
the other one,
or a White House.
This is the other picture of the pictures. And
fence.
Right now that we've cut it down to side of it.
Then why don't we leave out the intensive discussions? That's really not a defense.
That's right.
That's
what we've only got out.
Leave that whole paragraph out.
I think so.
Doesn't say anything.
Well, now, you do have some other pictures, don't you?
Yeah,
we looked at this morning.
I think there ought to be something in there to highlight that this commitment hasn't.
It's not all done. I do think that's...
All right, let's leave that.
Leave it in then.
Now, what about these other pictures? That's the way...
State Department ought to background that there's a lot of problems. Whatever you decide,
let's go ahead and do it the best way possible.
Now, the first question is important to see the ships
and see from different sheets. All right. Now, the only question will be not the past due one. The question will be they will then, on the question of the contact today, say that our information is incomplete so far today. Probably won't get a clear contact until tomorrow. We do say in our statement that we expect contact to be made today.
Excision 7, 10 seconds excised for reasons of national security.
Then we're going to have to, if we don't get a satisfaction tomorrow, we're going to have to then say that this is what we've got. We haven't had the kind
Excision 8, 1 minute 50 seconds excised for reasons of national security.
Not an attack, but an announcement by the Cuban government that they are going to shoot. under surveillance there in some way, I should think.
Well, there's one other point I think ought to be made, and that is in the absence of some kind of verification that all weapons have been removed and of the absence of safeguards, then it may very well be that we would mortify a great many low-level flights for two purposes. One, to assure ourselves against this kind of development and to get all the information we can get. And for the other purpose of continuing pressure on the Cubans in order to agree to some kind of appropriate arrangement. Isn't that your point, Alexis?
Yes, it is.
I just added a paragraph saying that in this amended version of this.
Now, do we, if the Russians announce on Monday
to ask three nations that the Russians haven't done that.
Excision 9. 50 seconds excised for reasons of national security.
Harder, it's going to be off.
Mac, if you could let the president just write.
Well, anyway, I think that we ought to no more than 24 hours, but the degree of satisfaction we're going to get on the inspection at sea and also on the IL 28. And we ought to decide this question of suspending. My inclination would be not to try to impose that blockade again, but to suspend it and then see where we are with and try to use all the other ways. I think we ought to be able to get all these countries of the free world to, by telling about the IL 28, telling them that we may have to put this back, as the Secretary suggested, if they don't want to join us in putting the squeeze voluntarily on Castro to get the IL 28, then we're going to probably may have to put that thing back.
Decision 10, 9 seconds excised for reasons of national security. Decision 11. 58 seconds excised for reasons of national security. Excision 12, 9 seconds excised for reasons of national security.